as well. And you do this by making a sum that was first made by Madelung, where if you put the positive and negative charges on the crystal structure, then for sodium chloride, what happens is that there are six nearest neighbors of the opposite charge, so that decreases the energy. But then there are eight next nearest neighbors of the same charge, and that increases the energy. And then it turns out that the next charges in this sum are also the same charge as the one in the center, and you get another positive term, but then you get more negative terms as you go on, adding up the influence of further and further neighbors. And when you look at this sum, you can factor a bunch of things out front. So I take the minus sign and e squared over 4 pi epsilon r, and I pull it out front. And then I get a sum of geometrical factors which depend on the crystal structure. So there are different crystal structures where the positive and negative charges are arranged in different ways. And this is just some geometrical sum that you can calculate. This is called the Madelung constant, and it's usually written with an alpha. This whole sum is called the Madelung constant.